Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. I am proud we got to play here the tush push that everyone is all upset about. And someone over my right here, empathizing with the enemy. What'd you call it? You're annoyed at the reaction, but you're kind of empathetic.
No, I'm not. I am empathetic because I understand. See, I try to look at it from the other person's perspective and see why they're so triggered
Stop
by
doing
it.
That.
Why?
Because it's annoying.
It's a sign of growth.
You call it evolution. Yeah.
I don't agree with their take on it. But a lot of times I empathize because they don't understand what they're watching.
We don't grow on the show.
Obviously.
We get worse, obviously,
but I'm here to try to grow. So when I saw it, I was like, yeah, they're gonna complain about that. And then when I saw the numbers of the people that watched,
33 million.
How many of those 33 million you think watched didn't have a clue about what they were watching? Because they're used to the ball being pushed down the field
so
all
I,
the time.
I understand that. I guess Clarkson. I just don't concern myself with the ignorant. I mean, if you don't know what you're talking about, why am I concerned with your opinion?
But that's...
it doesn't affect me.
Hey, with all due respect, though, but that's most people.
Well, that's why I don't care what most people think.
Your ends in seats and in the end zone.
Yeah. No, most people are like that. I mean, because I just sit back and think about some of the conversations I've had. Like, well, what just happened? What did the quarterback do? What were they doing? What is they're pushing the young man's tush for? Whatever.
Yeah, good for them. Then they get over it. I don't care.
Pushing the young man's tush.
Why are you pushing the young man's tush?
I think you're maybe going a little too far with how unfamiliar 33 million people that watched are with the tush push. It's been used in two of the last three Super Bowls.
Joe, come on now. Mm-hmm. You would be surprised how many people will sit there in a straight face and say, I'm an Eagles fan. Then you say, hey, name me one player. And they'll say, you know, the one guy.
No, I haven't met many of those people.
Kicker. I mean, I've met a few.
But I don't base my – I just don't care. I mean, like, here's the bottom line.
No, I know you don't care. I hear what you're saying. But when I watch these games and we're getting ready to talk about them the next day, I try to, you know, get ahead of it a little bit and say, okay, what is the conversation probably going to be?
Sure.
Did not think – that the tush push, I did not have a tush push on the top of the bingo card until after the game. And when they started to complain about the tush push.
When they were offside.
During the course of the game.
When they were offside, they didn't call it. And then when Blandino decided that he was going to get on his pulpit and talk about how he can't do this anymore.
Yes.
It was one of the most tone-deaf things I've ever heard on an NFL broadcast.
Because he made it about him.
Right, and honestly, does anyone like Dean Blandino? Does anyone care what his opinion
is?
Well, yeah, you've been known to be called Hugh Blandino.
No, that's because that's what you people
Hugh Bland Douglas.
That's what you people call me.
All right, let's get to another enemy of the Tush Push here. Sean McVay, he was vocal against the Tush Push during the offseason. He wanted this thing banned. His Rams are coming in here this week. He was asked on his during his press conference about how they're preparing and what he thinks about, you know, the Eagles maybe going off sides when they run it. Here is Sean McVay.
Yeah, I mean, anytime that you see certain things, you have conversations with the league office to just make sure you're understanding how's it officiated, how can we coach it. I did see some of those things last night, and that'll obviously be a big talking point because they're such a damn good team and it's such a successful play for them. So those are conversations with the league office, but I'm sure they'll have the same ones and operate within the confines of not getting a little bit of a rolling start before the ball is snapped.
You pick up on that at the end? He's greasing the skids. Like, he's confident they won't be allowed to get a rolling start this week.
He's putting it in their head.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's putting it in their head. He's like, that's a preemptive strike.
Yeah, and like, let's not do this again. And
yeah.
And look, as much as I want to run it, and I'm proud of the play, and proud that the Eagles have everyone losing their minds over this, obviously they got to watch that. We don't want false starts, because if they get a false start on one of those within the five, that changes
everything.
You got to run a real play then.
I think.
A pass or a run, not just a tush push from the five.
And I think that's why a lot of people, and that's going to be one of the things that people say is that, during that offsides that the offensive lineman had, that probably would have took them out of tush push range, and it would have changed. That would have changed the game.
Yeah, it would have made it more challenging.
Yes,
yeah, of course, it would take it from a 95% play to a 60-40.
So that's where the outrage comes from. I just thought it was interesting that the outcry, like immediately, I can't believe they're doing that, mm-hmm. And then you go to social media, and it's even more of the same. And I was like, yeah, this is a problem.
Yeah, well, they can get over it. Is that's the problem they have. It's a they problem, not an us problem. DOT in West Philly. What's up, DOT?
Man, how y'all feeling today? How y'all feeling?
We're good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, before I jump on you real fast, I'm going to ask you a question, Hugh. Then I'm going to ask all y'all questions. Then I got something to say to you, Hugh, because what you're doing is what we got when the Eagles was trash in the 90s from Cowboy fans about us not having no rings. So I understand what you're saying about being sympathy, but I don't think that's a place for you, bro, because you wasn't an Eagles fan back then. So a lot of us Eagles fans don't remember the 90s, the bad times. You feel what I'm saying? So they don't even remember the good times. And a lot of us remember the bad times. So when we got a chance to be good and we got to play like this, oh, no, we want to stick it in everybody's face and let them know. Y'all can't do that with us. And I believe it's the way to stop it. But I don't think they got the personnel to stop it, to be honest. So that's a whole other story, but we won a turnover battle. If I'm confused or not, did we win a turnover battle?
It was only one turnover.
They did, yeah. Yes, of course.
And they won it, yeah.
So we won a turnover battle, and we won Tomlin's possession, if I'm not mistaken.
By a hair, because I think it was even at the half, right? It was something like that. I think you won the time of possession by a hair.
They probably won it at the end.
So usually,
hold on to the ball.
So usually you win games when you win turnover battle and time of possession, correct?
Is this the dot 2-point system?
Yeah. I like this system.
I'm just asking because that's what they usually do.
Yes.
Everybody relax.
Okay, so why are we talking about a tush push when it was plays made, incredible plays too? Like the Makuba play, the pickoff. If you watch that play, he could have ran off and took Hollywood because Hollywood ran across him first. He looked and said, oh, that's Travis. Let me go take over there. He got that interception because he was thinking and using his brain as a veteran. But a lot of times, we don't see those type of play. I know y'all see it. I'm just talking about as far as the dumb Eagles fans that's crying about the tush push, that keep talking about tush push, and we're not talking about the actual plays that won us the game. Like, can we please talk about that? Like, can we get off the tush push for a little bit? Because there was actually good defense played by the Eagles.
Well, I think that was Jordan Mailata's point yesterday, that it offended him, all the tush push talk, because...
I would be so mad if I was on defense. Wait, hold up. Did they not see us? Who about that? Like, I know what they look like. We put up. I know it didn't look great, and we didn't put up 40. But if we win every game like this, are we seriously going to be mad if the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl and win games like this? And we win the Super Bowl. Let's just say we win the Super Bowl 20-13, and the most we put up all year was 30, probably twice. And we probably won the Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts he's not no type of MVP. None of that. Are we going to be mad? Are we going to be saying talking about we got to get another quarterback? I just want to know that. I just need to learn from you guys. And all the other Eagles fans out there, I just need to know that. Would you guys be mad if we won the Rams Super Bowl with bad offense?
No, I wouldn't be mad. Yeah, I would not be mad.
I know somebody said it would be serious.
Yep.
Stop playing. You would not be mad. You'll be happy. You'll be on Broad Street.
Pissed.
Celebrate.
Another Super Bowl?
Stop it. Yes, you would.
Can't have it.
If the Eagles go back to back, you would not be mad.
He's being sarcastic.
You're not going to be mad. Stop it.
Hugh, your reaction to all this?
Dot, I love you.
I love you too, but you have no say so about us talking about this.
But Dot.
That's what I'm saying.
Dot, with all due.
Hey, hear me out real fast. I love you too, man. Hear me out. We've been saying when you was playing with Jacksonville and all the other teams, bro, we were playing before you got to the league, bro.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah, you wasn't, but we was here with Reggie and them, bro. You wasn't here. I love you to death, but you can't, bro. I don't care about anybody else. Our team was trash for years. I don't care about nobody else. Forget them. They don't care about their sympathy, none of that. We got a touch-push play. Can't nobody stop it. And the Bears is going back to the Super Bowl, doing the same thing they did last year. Only people that want to be mad is other teams, and probably A.J. Brown a little bit because he ain't getting the ball. That's
well, that is true. D.O.T. Good phone call.
But anybody else should be mad that they're not Eagles fans. Y'all fake Eagles fans. That's all I'm going to say, because if the Eagles go back doing the same thing they did last year, I'm going to be down Broad Street with everybody
absolutely
else.
Absolutely.
It is. What I did last year.
Now, to be fair, I haven't heard almost any. DOT, love the phone call. This is not really Eagles fans that are upset. It's national people. It's fans of other teams. And then the problem is you empathizing with those people. But no one that listens to WIP is upset they ran seven tush pushes. I mean, maybe there's a stray fan out here or there. We all just care they won the football game, which they did, and they should keep using the play. It's awesome. As far as all the other stuff there, that was a lot of emotion from DOT.
May I be allowed to retort now since DOT's off the phone?
Of course.
That seems like this is your only chance.
Well, yeah, because I just want to say this, and I'm not picking on you, because you brought a lot of passion. But you don't realize that you said the same thing that I said this morning. You talked about how the defense was so dynamic, and nobody's talking about that because we're talking about the tush push. You talked about, which I stated, that there's a lot of people that watched this game that didn't understand what they were watching because they were stuck on the tush push. So I don't understand why you got an attitude with me, because it sounds like we're in lockstep with one another. When I say I empathize, it sounds like you empathize too, because you understand football and you understand that most people that saw the game didn't know what they were looking at. So I say all that to say this. Next time, and you made a great point, you did. But all that long talking and trying to take the floor, that's unnecessary, because it sounds like we're aligned. You're just mad because I didn't play for the Eagles back in the 70s. I wasn't allowed. I was too young. But I'm still an Eagle. That doesn't absolve me from being an Eagle.
You're an Eagle. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you have to listen to what's being said. I set that up this morning. I said most people don't even understand that game because it doesn't look like every other game that we saw from the weekend.
Well, and the other thing is,
Jacksonville thing cut deep.
I know.
It did. That didn't bother me. It's just that.
And to be fair, you were an Eagle and became an Eagles Hall of Famer before the Jacksonville disaster even happened.
But here's the thing, though. I think that a lot of times we're so emotional. And football, like you said, football brings out the emotion that you don't hear what's being said, because we're saying the same thing. And when I say I empathize because most people watched that game and they were bored. You know why they were bored, Joe? Because there wasn't a whole lot of points being scored. Bottom line. And it was a game where one turnover changed the whole game. One play. You know how we always like to say one play doesn't change the game?
Yeah.
Well, that one play did change the game. And you know what was stuck in people's craw? Was the Eagles play keep away.
Mm-hmm.
For seven times where they had the Kansas City Chiefs did a good job of stopping that offense, but they couldn't stop the tush push. That's what people are mad about.
And they did win time possession. They got the 32 minutes. And
that's
the tush
what I'm
push is a big reason.
That's what I'm saying. So when I say I empathize, I see why people are upset, because to them, that took away the shootout. That took away what they understand about the other games that they watch from the weekend.
You're right.
And they didn't understand why it wasn't like that in this game.
I agree with you. The other thing that took away the shootout is we can't throw the ball well right now, and their receivers are hurt.
Yeah.
That all did was part of it. 215-592-9494. This segment, of course, brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. That also means back to school. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here on the Tush Push thing. Proud, annoyed. What's the emotion you have as it's become the biggest story again this week? I'm proud that we have the play to use, and I'm proud the Eagles could lean on this play. And that I think sometimes it takes me a couple hours to understand where we're all really coming from. I think the difference is, Hugh, when you hear people upset, you say, "Oh, bless your heart." I say, "Screw you."
I mean, I know you do.
I think that's the difference.
And you know what, Joe? That's okay.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's the reason why we're here. But I just think it's funny that people are mad because I'm like, oh, I can see why they're tired of this.
Yep.
All right.
Coming up, a couple news for the coordinators yesterday we got to unpack. Petullo talks about the balance between big plays and turnovers. Then one from Fangio on someone maybe not quite being in shape. This is interesting. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes. Hatfield just dropped some new bacon. I was just making sure that it was me. Hatfield dropped some new bacon, people. They dropped two new flavors. First up, we got the cracked pepper thick cut bacon. Black pepper coated and full of bold taste. And then there's the black forest thick cut bacon. Smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're firing up for breakfast or stacking a BLT, these bacons bring big flavor. I'm here to tell you, folks, I have both of them. They're very, very tasty. I usually have my bacon with wine, but, you know, that's just my personal preference. Bacon's a serious business around my parts, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by McGurk's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. We've been to all the McGurk's locations, and they have awesome food, all of them. And the perfect game day atmosphere. Check it out, McGurk's, for your game day. You know, watching the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday at 1 o'clock. We'll be doing the pregame show, of course, starting at 10 with countdown to kickoff Sunday morning before a big one, the Eagles and the Rams. I think we have a new poll up at the Midday Show account. Is Hugh Douglas too empathetic? Clearly, yes. Empathizing with
it's
the enemy.
It's called growth.
Mm.
It's being an adult.
None of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not for WIP.
It's an adult.
We don't even employ adults here. Who do you think you are?
I mean, right. I'm trying to change some things.
Yeah. Well, it's not working. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, pal?
Hey, look, man. Hey, Hugh. It's all right to have empathy sometimes, man, but you on WIP, bro. Philadelphian is listening to this for empathy against anything that we have going on. And you already know that part. But do you understand the why? Even though you play, do you understand why?
Yeah.
You. All right, so you got to understand, man. Like, look, man, before we won a Super Bowl, everybody in our division had multiple Super Bowls.
Jay, hold up. Jay, let me slot. Because, listen, I don't need a master class in what the Philadelphia Eagles were a part of or what they didn't have. I played here, so we can move on from that part. Just say what you got to say.
I was just thinking about the call from DOC and what he was saying. So I was just going to say that part and then say, so now that we're relevant enough and now that we're winning, now we have the national people picking at us.
First of all, Philly has always been relevant. They might not have had any Super Bowl championships, but Philadelphia has always been a relevant football team. Okay, you go ahead. You got the floor is yours.
So we were relevant with Ray Rose and Richie Kotite?
Yeah, people talked about the Philadelphia Eagles. They might not have talked about them in the greatest way that they're talking about them now, but yes, they did.
I would say to bridge with the two of you saying, I would say since Andy got here, they've been relevant, exactly. Jay. And then the last 8 years, they've gone to a different level. Yeah, so, now they're champions.
So Jay, you want to be a pick me? Now you sound like you're trying to be a pick me. Is that what that's what the kids call it?
I don't know.
Because
what that means.
Since I got these rings now and I'm relevant, then I just run around and do whatever I want to do. Pick me. I'm that dude.
Oh.
That type of deal. That's what we're talking about.
I feel like I'm learning things here.
Yeah.
No, not at all. What I'm saying is the fact that now we are nationally relevant. This is the most relevant that we've ever been. Can we say that at least?
They just won the Super Bowl. That kind of is par for the course.
Yeah, but I jam with you. Been in two out of the last three Super Bowls.
Let me help you out, Jay, because I hear what you're trying to say, but here's the reality of it. And like I framed it this morning, in the best way that I possibly could. Everybody likes the underdog, right? Until they're not the underdog anymore.
And that's the Eagles.
And that's what the Philadelphia Eagles are. And that's why they're piling on. It's not because, you know, we booed Santa Claus or we threw batteries at Santa Claus, anything like that. That's a part of our history. That's what people are going to think about Philadelphia anyway. It's because you just won the Super Bowl and you have a cheat code that nobody else can do. That's why everybody's piling on. The simple fact that you had Dean Blandino, who is hired to do a job, an unbiased job, I might add. His job is to sit there and tell you what he sees, correct? His job is not to say, I like this person or I like that person, right? His job is to tell the fan what they see. He went out of his way to talk about how tired he is of this play. And hell, if I'm not mistaken, is that the first game of the Eagles that he's done this year?
This year, yes.
So he took it upon himself in his first game officiating the Eagles to tell you how tired he is of the tush push. And then you know what else happened? All the other pundits say, oh, this is something to talk about.
Yeah.
And they piled on because they didn't like the fact that the Eagles, to be honest, that tush push controlled the way the game flowed.
Nothing you said is wrong there, but my reaction is bleep Dean.
I hear you, but CJ, I'm gonna give it back to you in 2 seconds. But this is where I'm on this pulpit to teach, because it ain't about me being petty. Because I got petty in me, you know what I mean. Petty ain't gone nowhere. Petty's still there, but my job, Jay, is to be that pastor on the pulpit and talk about the different discrepancies and inconsistencies.
Yeah, but you know what?
In all of this.
The congregation, is not loving
this today. And sometimes the congregation ain't going to like to hear what I got to say. But as a pastor, this is my sermon.
Can you boo a pastor?
Yeah,
boo!
Yeah, boo. I've been booed before. Okay, Jay, the floor is yours.
Dean Blandino is nothing more than a man. And you know what we get to see now in this era? We get to see behind-the-scenes footage. And you know what? Referees are people, and they have been fans of people, too. And we hear conversations that players have with referees. So sometimes, oh, there's some bias. Like they're human. They're human. There is sometimes. They're all not argument. Non-biased. That's crazy.
Jay, that's a weak argument, though, Jay. That was kind
of
weak.
It's only part of the argument. I'm just saying that you can't say that all referees are non-biased. That's crazy to say. I'm human, too,
and that's why I go against the grain. Every now and then, they got to go against the grain to keep it spicy up in this piece. But I am empathetic for him.
You didn't keep anything spicy. You're annoying us.
I am spicy.
Again, it's annoying. You want to hear it.
I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Are you drunk?
That just tell you your girlfriend ain't that cute. Because guess what, Jay? She ain't that cute. Yeah. I don't care about the fans.
Well, no. I've been getting bad John since I was too young to even hear about John. That's not me.
Let me find out.
But
we're back to sending pictures again.
I don't believe you, Jay. You got to send some pictures.
No, stop. Not again. Don't listen to him, Jay. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I sent you pictures, bro. You might call me to call in. I got you. Don't even worry about it, baby. But really, like,
I'm listening.
Do you feel any empathy? But because, like I said, we are now, and it's not just this year. You said it like they just started picking on it this year, and pundits picked it up after Dean Blandino. They tried to ban it. We have been hearing about our play now for over a year. Over a year, they've been picking at us, man, about a play. Now, it's not like we run the play on first down and go 70 yards with one play. We don't do that. It's an exaggeration, you know what I'm saying, for them to try to take the play out. Yes, we ran it seven times. We did do it seven times, and we might do it more in a game. But guess what? Everybody has the opportunity to do it, and other teams have done it. Other teams have done it and then voted against it being –
Jay, let me ask you this question. Now, I need you to think on this a little bit. If it wasn't the Kansas City Chiefs and it wasn't a rematch of the Super Bowl, do you think that this would be a big deal?
Just a tush-push part?
Yes, the whole the way the game played out.
Do you think it would be a big deal? It wouldn't be a big deal.
Y'all say that, but remember, there was a witch hunt against the play. So you're right, Jay, and Gray Funkel, you're right.
It wouldn't be as big of a talk point this week. It was a game that 33 million people watched. Can I throw out a conspiracy theory, by the way?
What's that?
I've been sitting on this for a couple of days. You know, the NFL purchased 10% of ESPN. Mm-hmm. When I hear that Schefter BS, I think he's carrying water.
My mind, so I thought you were about to say something else.
Is he saying that because that's what the league wants?
Joe.
Like, it used to be.
Now you're starting to see where I'm coming from.
I'm not sure about that. No,
you do. I got vision.
It used to be where, I may disagree. You may disagree with me or Hugh or anyone here, but, like, this is our opinion. And we don't work for anybody. We work for WIP.
This is what we do. Yeah.
Like, 10% of ESPN is owned by the NFL. And I got Schefter up there on Monday saying the Eagles won this game in March. He's a puppet for Goodell.
That's my point, Joe, is because you got people that normally, they just report the news.
Or just give their opinion.
But to be that pointed, it's because they had so many eyes on this game. And it didn't play out. Because what was the score? 40-20 or something like that? 40-12? What was the Super Bowl score?
40-22, but it was really 40-6.
Okay, but that's the point. Because people were looking for the shootout.
Yeah, you're right.
They were looking, and they didn't get that.
So they turned the story to something else.
Yes, because you had two teams. This was the tale of two teams. The Eagles just trying to get out of there with the win. And they're doing it any way they possibly can. Patrick Mahomes running all over the schoolyard, trying to make things happen because he doesn't want to lose the game. And he threw for like 152 yards. When you look at this game on the surface, on the face, it was a meh. Because neither one of them threw for over 300 yards. Yeah, neither quarterback did that.
It was, I was going to say 3 yards in a cloud of dust. More like 1 yard in a cloud of dust.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it wasn't, the game wasn't what we thought it was going to be. So what do? Okay, you talk bad about the tush push. That's what it was. And I knew when he went out of his way to just bash it. That's not your job.
Yeah. No. And Blandino, it's not your job.
That's what I'm talking about. That's not your job. Your job is to tell the fans whether it's good or not.
It's a penalty. It's not a penalty. It's a fumble. It's not. Just I don't need the editorializing from Dean Blandino.
That Roger Goodell was up there too.
Well, I'm sure he loved that. All right, before we get to the audio of both coordinators, can we hear from Marple Mack? We haven't talked to Marple Mack in a little while here. Marple Mack, what's up?
Hey, I just stopped calling. There was a hiatus because the last call when you Douglas was all upset at me. I'm a grown man about the package. I just okay. Absence makes the heart grow fond. So it wasn't until I heard from where I buy my pet food that they were asking for me. So I decided to call back with a twist.
Okay. I'm listening.
Regarding the thing about my ID, remember I said I was, I was getting nibbles from other teams and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to deviate, as I never do, when I talk to Kyle Screener, Kyle.
Yeah, whoever that is, yep.
He had told me, so it's about the vetters? I said, no, it's not about the vetters. It's specifically about the package. And I asked a question. If the owner sends you his personal business calling card, does that mean that team is serious about maybe talking with you?
If the owner of a company sends you his personal... Yeah,
of the owner of an NFL team.
Yeah, I would think that means they're serious. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, I did get a calling card from another team, but I'm not dropping the name until that owner calls the station. That'll be the proof in the pudding. When they call to validate that I've been trying to get this idea with the Eagles and they've rejected it. Because that same owner has sent me two packages of, you know, pennants and all this kind of stuff. And I kept going back. That's not capital N, capital O, capital T what I want. I have an idea that I think will work. And so I just want to know, I still haven't gotten the card back. Did you ever pick up the package or did it get
you?
Not or what?
First of all, Marple Mack, you got the wrong one. I don't run errands for you or nobody else. So that package that you sent to the station sat here until somebody threw it away, because I'd be damned if I take a package that you sent to me like I'm your errand boy to go take to somebody else. So whatever you had in that package, it went out with the trash whenever they threw it out, because you got the wrong one.
I wasn't asking to be an errand boy. That's
what were you asking me to do?
Remember when I called? Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
No, I'm not getting cranked up. I'm just trying to let you know.
It doesn't sound like you're happy when you're using profanity at me.
Well, first of all, Marple Mack, like I said, let's do this, because you're right. I might be getting upset about something that I know nothing about. Okay, so why did you send me the package? What was your end game in sending me that package?
The end game, if you remember, when I called before and Kyle said Kyle had said it. He said, well, maybe he's trying to use someone from the station to try to convey it. But I didn't want you to be an errand boy. I've sent several of them, at least three or four, to the coaching staff. Nothing. Not even anything about the team or anything. Another team.
The first time
I sent, I got a package from the team and all this other kind of stuff, and I sent them back. I didn't send everything back. I said, that's not what I wanted. I have an idea. So about the second or third round, the owner of that team sent me his business calling card.
Oh, okay.
So
Mac,
that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
Okay.
I guess we have a little lost in translation here, it seems like, Marple.
So let me help you out, Marple, because you're taking a long way to just say what I just said the direct way. You sent me a package, right?
To direct to the Eagles. You wanted
to give to the Eagles.
That's what it seemed like, yeah.
So
well, it's not,
what about
to give it to him, but what would it have hurt for you to open it to at least see what it was about?
Because
it was
addressed to me to give to somebody else. That's what errand boys do. Like that. Do you understand the definition of errand boy? I give them a package and then they give the package to whomever you want to get a package to. Is that, do you understand that part of it?
I get that part, but that's
okay,
not
so
the
okay, so why don't you get me being upset about you trying to handle me that way? What part about that do you miss?
No, why are you getting upset? But the end game is trying to
Marple
implement.
Mac, I just told you why. I just told you why I was getting upset.
That, I think that's where we cut it off. Marple Mac, we agree.
So, like
that was,
I said,
that was everything I possibly could have hoped it would be.
What sorry, am I? Man. I sit here every day. What am I saying that you're not understanding? I'm not using all that the brain. I'm not doing the mental gymnastics. I'm like kind of straight. You wanted me to take a package that you got for the Eagles to the Eagles. What part am I missing?
As much as I am sure this is confusing to the audience, it really is as simple as Marple Mac sent a pack. So Marple Mac has been trying to get a package to the Eagles for a while. Obviously, they're not taking his mail anymore. So yes. Right. So Marvin Mack came up with the idea. Maybe whether or not Kyle aided in the idea, it happened.
Oh, Kyle, this was you?
No, I don't know. He claimed that.
The fact that he looked at me and doesn't say a word.
What are you talking about?
Whether or not this was our fault or not, Marvin Mack sent a package here for Hugh to bring over for him, redirect to the Eagles, right? Like you
Deliver,
whatever word we're going to use. And Hugh did not want to do that. So the package sat here for a while. It's gone now. We have no idea where the package went. And this has been going on for 2 years.
Man, it's been a while. Because he sent it, and it sat in the studio for a while until somebody decided to throw it away. And I was like, he got the wrong one. Because.
It's getting all cranked up for it.
No. Because I'm like, what am I saying that you're not getting?
Why are we getting all cranked up?
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, what if, because you're playing me like we ain't saying the same thing. Because you said you sent me a package to give to somebody.
Yeah, he thought you were FedEx and you're not FedEx.
That's what I'm saying. That's not my job description.
Getting all cranked up.
Dude.
That drop is going to kill me.
This is why. Every day. To the best of my ability, I try to set up and try to talk.
And don't you see it's an effort in futility?
But Kyle, I'm gonna do it every day while I'm cracking this mic. I'm gonna try to be clear and concise as I possibly can.
I have
and
wondered.
It still is not gonna make a difference.
I've wondered for a while which piece of audio we sent in for the Marconi Award. That's the one right there. All right, speaking.
I don't understand why he didn't think. Why are you upset? what do you think I'm upset?
All right, speaking of audio, can we hear from the coordinators here? Let's. Who do we want to do first? Petullo? Let's hear Petullo talking about the offense and trying to make some big plays here.
Nick often cites the explosive plays and the turnovers as like the two things, but I guess they can work in contrast in a sense with one another, right?
Correct.
The more aggressive you're being, bigger chance of a.
Correct. I mean,
how much are you sort of. Looking at that sliding scale, and where do you think it needs to be after 2 weeks?
It's a fine line, right? Because turnovers ultimately are a huge deciding factor. And if you count the fourth down stop we had, that's another turnover, right? So turnovers really can change the game quickly. So explosive plays are great, and you always want to try to get them. It makes it way easier to score. It makes it way more efficient, obviously, for an offense to move the ball down the field. But there is a fine line because you want to make sure those explosive plays aren't coming at a cost where you're at a high risk for a turnover in a game like that.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of nothing burger there from Petullo. I mean, like, I know we don't want to turn the football over. We also got to make plays more than 5 or 6 yards a pop. I mean, can we all agree on that? We got to make some plays down the field? All right, Kev. See, this is why I'm questioning the coordinator, you know, 1-2 weeks in. The other one from yesterday that caught our attention, you listen to this. This is the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, talking about Jalen Carter after his first game against the Chiefs.
How much did Jalen Carter's presence mean for that that pressure that you were able to?
He had some good rushes. I think he needs to round into better shape. Both he and I talked about that, and he readily admits that, and I think we'll even get more. But I thought for everything that has gone on in his world, I thought he played pretty good.
He said everything that's gone on
in
his
world. Yeah, spitting on a player, getting kicked out of a game. Vic is never not honest. He thinks Jalen Carter needs to be in better shape.
Yeah. I mean, he played a lot, and you could tell he was holding his wrist towards the end of the game.
I think he said it was a stinger. Does a stinger ever go down to
the
whole arm?
Well, it all depends. It probably makes it – it feels like I forgot how to describe it. It feels weird, but he probably had the lost the sensation in his hand for a little while.
Well, that's better than him having a wrist injury because the stinger goes away. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
but sometimes it takes a while to go away.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll keep an eye on that, especially because they expect him to play a lot of snaps. Our 215-592-9049 for more audio coming up. This time, from Jerry Jones, he finally explains something we've been hearing him say for a while now.
The absolute
glory hole.
Yeah, we'll get all cranked up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That was an electric last segment. If you missed it, Odyssey app, I recommend it. That was something else.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Yeah, we're getting all cranked up. Or speaking of, Jerry Jones, 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas. Remember his glory hole comment a couple years ago? Well, he wanted to take a minute or two on his weekly spot down there with our sister station to explain, you know, what he means by glory hole.
Jerry, his agent said, really, I'm getting him signed over there because I want to know Jerry's definition of glory hole and if it's the same as mine. That came from Jadeveon's agent. So could you just clarify that for him?
Well, he knows it's an oil field term. Comes from Matt when you're in the business of drilling wells. And it's when you've basically made a big well and mentally or physically picture just drilling a well and all of a sudden having all the oil start coming out at once and going in the air, and that's when you've known you've hit a glory hole.
Jerry,
I'm not going the other place, guy. I'm not going there. Too early in the morning.
Jerry's not kidding around with those guys that early morning. So he gave us the full definition of glory hole. I mean, there you go. 105 through the fan in the morning in Dallas, getting glory hole talk.
Yes.
Yes. You okay? Did I say anything that was wrong?
You joked.
All right, well, Hugh gets himself together.
No, it's the way you say it.
I like Trey.
No, Joe. I was all prepared to say something, but the way you just you summed it up, it kind of threw
me
off.
Can we get this show back on the rails here, okay? Skip and Claymont up next. Hey, Skip.
Oh, jeez.
Skip.
What an entertaining show this has been. Everybody's attacking my good friend Hugh Douglas. Now you're getting me all cranked up.
Skip, what's on your mind today?
Well, since that Jerry Jones comment, I'm a little fixated on the glory hole. Keep drilling, Jerry. We have to do our best to keep Jerry's boys down. Give me some more of it.
All right, Skip. How about the Eagles? What do you got on the Eagles for us?
I love the Birds. You guys know that I'm pro-tush-push, too. But I agree with what you said yesterday about Jalen Hurts. He's got the indistinguishable intangibles. I think that's brilliant. That's why you'll always be my favorite bird, you. Woo-hoo!
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Come on, you. You're hanging in there. You're doing a hell of a job.
Well, thank you. Thank
Come on,
you,
you're his favorite Eagle of all time. Well, plus, he's on the board of the Condo Association.
Yes.
Yeah,
trying to move out of
okay. Thank you, Joe. That's kind of exactly why I'm calling. I wanted to talk to you about it. I'm going to need your help in the upcoming election of the Homeowners Association.
What exactly are you trying to get me to do?
Well, I'm running for re-election as vice president, and I need your vote in exchange. I could probably, you know, make life a little easier for Hugh at home.
What are we talking about there? How can you make life easier for Hugh at home?
With another term as vice president, I'd be willing to look the other way when Hugh has more guests than are legally allowed in the Homeowners Association.
Wait a minute. I didn't know we had a number of guests that we were allowed to have at the time.
Check your lease. Friend, okay, I can maybe let them stay a little longer than the 24 hours visitor parking spot, and maybe when your grass gets too long and your wine bottles accumulate in the common area, we could find a way to waive any fees and assessments involved there. That's the kind of thing what I'm talking about.
I think this is intriguing. So what do you need from Hugh to provide this for him?
I need you to not vote for Doug Billington.
Who the hell is Doug Billington?
Doug Billington? Don't vote for Doug.
Exactly. He's a nobody. He's a guy running against me. He's a new guy over in Unit 412. You've probably seen him. Short hair, glasses, well-dressed. I think he works. He gets home every night at exactly 5:30. He's a real weirdo.
That's a lot of detail.
Yeah, Skippy, sounds pretty normal to me. That sounds like a regular guy.
Well, he's from Lower Delaware. You know what they're like, right outside of Dover, down by Kent County. He says he held some sort of an ombudsman's position at an assisted living home down there. I'm hearing that he's got a history of grift. He's left that job in scandal. There was some money missing. I heard he kicks dogs.
Oh, that's not good. There's a lot of dogs in the neighborhood, too, Joe.
Pretty sure he's a Cowboys fan.
Are you sure this is all true? It sounds like you're making a lot up to discredit this guy.
Doug Billington is a charlatan. He's a grifter. He's already trying to buy votes from the other homeowners. Yesterday he met with Cheryl in Unit 15 and Ralph in 212 and Mr. and Mrs. Panic in 330. He bought them all pizza. Last week he sent some arugula over to Sam and Selma in 206. And he's been cozying up to Crystal, the condo floozy. He's been bringing her cigarettes.
But, Skip, aren't you doing the same thing here? You're trying to buy Hugh support.
Now, this is different. Hugh is my best friend. We're buds. I just need him to remind him of it. Just to let you know that Hugh, I'll do anything for your vote.
No, that's okay.
Anything.
That's okay.
Anything.
Oh, I'm okay.
Do you follow me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm okay. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
You can use me, too. I can push your pro-marijuana agenda at the condo. I'd love to smoke your pipe. You know that. I'm a weedsman.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I'm going to need your vote. Actually, I need a little more than your vote, but we can talk about that later. Woo-hoo.
Sounds like a lot.
Oh, no. Where are we going with this?
I'm all inclusive. That's a lot.
I think you need me, too. Who else is going to protect you from all your vices? From all the trouble you get into.
What trouble have I gotten into?
There's a lot of, what do you call them, roaches, marijuana cigarettes laying around the ground. So much so that Janet's dog, Holly, had hallucinations and needed attention from the vet because she ate all your roaches.
Oh, no.
All your your late night wine and pot smoking parties, even though it's a 100% non-smoking facility.
Wow.
These are known as violations.
No comment. I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't see me.
Exactly. And I can stay mute on these things. Like the fact that your inside curtains are still about 6 inches longer than the required length.
Wait, Skip, how do you know that?
They probably are.
Wait, Skip, are you in Hugh's house right now?
I might be. Remember, I do have a master key that, in my capacity as vice president of the Homeowners Association, vice chair and assistant director, I have probable cause to enter the dwelling.
What is the probable cause here? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't understand.
As vice chair, I suspected vice activity. By the way, somebody forgot to make the bed this morning.
Skip, how do you know about Hugh's bed?
I never make the bed.
I tested it.
Wait
a minute. Hold on,
this man is in your bed right now.
Hold on, dog. Don't be in my bed now. That's real disrespectful.
Your chairs are too hard. Your sofa is too soft. But your bed is just right.
That just sounds so
here bad. I am. I'm just leaving a little campaign literature as a reminder. Vote for Skip. Doug is a thug.
This is ridiculous.
By the way, I do like the new boxer briefs. They're still a little loose but on me, but I always thought you were a boxer.
Hugh,
guy.
This guy is in your bed. I think he's wearing your underwear.
Well, that joke's on him. The joke's on him.
And you're out of tissues.
Oh, God.
Dude, I don't know where we're going, I got to hurry and go. Yeah. I got to hurry and move.
By the way, I'm throwing in another load. There's more laundry. I already did the dishes. I'm going to do some laundry, and then I'll be out of your hair. Speaking of hair, when did you get a dog? I have dog hair or Hugh hair all over my white pants.
God.
I don't know.
This is getting worse.
I appreciate you washing the dishes, because Lord knows my daughter don't wash no dishes.
By the way, I decided to switch your laundry detergent. It was a little strong. You're using the aloe citrus. I thought it was strong, so I switched over to Mojave Peach.
I like the aloe citrus.
You gotta get the hell out of your house.
Stay out my crib, man. What you doing? You're doing
too
much.
It's okay. You'll cool off, just like I'll cool off in a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like I always said, you can park your big truck in my cave anytime.
All right, that's enough. Goodbye, Skip. Had enough. Hugh, that guy, you got a real... I thought the biggest problem you'd have this hour was Marple Mac. I was wrong.
Hugh's been taking body blows today.
When it rains, it pours. It's supposed to rain today, too.
Yeah, it's going to pour between Marple Mac, Jay coming right after your neck, and whatever the hell just happened there.
I appreciate it washing the dishes, though.
That's what you took away from that? This man is in your home.
Well, you know, like I said, my daughter, she don't watch this.
I guess someone has to. All right, see Joe Conklin's comedy show at Archbishop Wood High School on York Road in Warminster, PA on Friday, October 10th. Get tickets, joeconklin.com, joeconklin.com. We promise to take some normal phone calls coming up, because I don't even know what just happened here. The Tush Push, are you proud or annoyed at all the reaction to it? And, of course, the offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, is it too early to be worried? No, I'm concerned. Doesn't look like he knows what he's doing right now through 2 weeks. Hugh's giving it one more week. And Kyle's saying we have a 2-0 coordinator, whatever the hell that means. Plus, a once proud franchise is doing pathetic things. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5. You get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, $5. And if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets used all across the app. Here's one for you. I can't imagine there's anyone out there who thinks the Dolphins are going to win on Thursday. Take the Buffalo Bills money line to win that game on Thursday. Do not listen to that. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today. Get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.